It was 20 years ago this week that the October 1998 flood caused 25 deaths and hundreds of millions of dollars in damage. But much of San Antonio was spared by its flood control system. TPR's Brian Kirkpatrick learned about the system that kept the historic rains from creating a historic disaster.
Nearly 16 inches of rain fell across the region in just 5 days. But Nefi Garza, an assistant director with the city's Transportation and Capital Improvements Department, says much of the city was spared because of work to continuously modernize the flood control system. The official in charge of dealing with stormwater for the city says by the time the October rains came, work had just been completed on the San Antonio River Tunnel, one of two major tunnels that take flood water north of downtown and release it south of downtown.
And it is said that during that event, the tunnel paid for itself in the damages avoided. Interestingly enough, the tunnel got completed 4 or 5 months before the actual flood event.
The other major tunnel under downtown is the San Pedro Creek Tunnel. A series of floodgates along the Riverwalk also help control floodwaters through downtown. Garza says the water the Riverwalk tourists see flowing past them is usually stormwater recirculated out of the San Antonio River Tunnel, especially during dry weather.
We have the ability to recirculate the water that we've captured. So the tunnel is always full, and the way I explain it is that the water that you see on the barges downtown, that's not our Edwards Aquifer drinking water. That's flood water that we've captured.
The nearly 100-year-old Almost Dam was also a big defender of the city during the 98 rains. Flood runoff from a 32-square-mile area of the city stretching north to I-10 and Loop 1604 backed up behind the dam. Garza said the area from below the dam and stretching north to Quarry Market was more than two-thirds full in 98. The area is used in every flood to hold excess water. During times of flooding, the dam floodgates must be correctly managed to avoid flooding 281, which was built below it. The floodgates are controlled by an automated system that monitors floodwaters backing up behind it and passing through it.
So we have this careful balance that we need to make sure that we got to flood this area, but not the folks down there, because it will flood in Carnot Ward campus, it'll flood their dorms, it'll flood the aquatic center, and certainly our zoo.
Since the 98 flood, Garza says the city has spent $2 billion on flood control improvements, much of it supported by voters. Brian Kirkpatrick, Texas Public Radio News.